ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोच्छयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यां भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो थर्ड, कैंटो 11th, चैप्टर 3rd, द लिबरेशन ऑफ द इल्यूजरी एनर्जी। टेक्स्ट नंबर 35। श्री पिप्पलायन उवाच। स्थिति उद्भव प्रलय हेतुरस्य यत् स्वप्न जाग्रत सुषुप्तिषु सत् बहिश्च देहेन्द्रियाशु हृदयानि चरन्ति येन संजीवितानि तदवेहि परम नरेन्द्र। श्री पिप्पलायन उवाच। स्थिति उद्भव प्रलय हेतुरहेतुरस्य यत् स्वप्न जाग्रत सुषुप्तिषु सत् बहिश्च देहेन्द्रियाशु हृदयानि चरन्ति येन संजीवितानि तत् अवेहि परं नरेन्द्र। श्रीपिप्पलायन उवाच। स्थिति उद्भव प्रलय हेतुरहेतुरस्य यत् स्वप्न जाग्रत सुषुप्तिषु सत् बहिश्च देहेन्द्रियाशु हृदयानि चरन्ति येन संजीवितानि तद् अवेहि परं नरेन्द्र।
Yeah.
Mataji is. Word by word meaning. Shri Pippalayan Uvacha. Shri Pippalayan said, Stiti of the creation, Udbhava, maintenance, Pralaya and destruction, Hetu, the cause, Ahetu, itself without cause. Asya, of this material universe. Yat, which. Swapna, in dream. Jagrata, wakefulness. Jagara, wakefulness. Sushupti, in deep sleep or unconsciousness. Sat, which exists. Bahischa, and external to them as well. Deha, of the material bodies of the living entities. Indriya, the senses. Asu, life airs. Rudayani, and minds. Charanti, act. Yena, by which. Sanjivitani, given life. Tat, that. Avehi, please know. Param, to be the supreme. Naraindra, O King. Translation and purport. Translation. Shri Pippalayan said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of the creation, maintenance and destruction of this universe. Yet he has no prior cause. He pervades the various states of wakefulness, dreaming and unconscious deep sleep, and also exists beyond them. By entering the body of every living being as the super soul, he enlivens the body, senses, life airs and mental activities, and thus all the subtle and gross organs of the body begin their functions. My dear King, know that Personality of Godhead to be the Supreme. Purport. In the previous verse, King Nimi inquired about various aspects of the Supreme Absolute Truth, namely Narayan, Brahman and Paramatma. Now the sage Pippalayan explains these three features of the Absolute Truth in the same order in which the king mentioned them. Stiti Udbhava Pralaya Hetu refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who expands himself as the triple Purusha incarnations, Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshay Vishnu and Kshirodakshay Vishnu, as described in the Bhagavatam 1.3.1, जगृहे पुरुषम रूपम भगवान महत आदिभि संभूतम षोडश कालम आदौ लोकसिसृक्षया. इन द बिगिनिंग ऑफ द क्रिएशन द लॉर्ड फर्स्ट एक्सपैंडेड हिमसेल्फ इन द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म ऑफ द पुरुष इनकार्नेशन एंड मैनिफेस्टेड ऑल द इनग्रीडियंट्स फॉर द मटेरियल क्रिएशन. And thus, at first, there was the creation of the 16 principles of material action. This was for the purpose of creating the material universe. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, is mentioned here as Hetu, or the supreme cause of the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the cosmic situation. Still, there is no cause of the Lord Himself. He is a Hetu, as expressed in the Brahma Sanhita, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. The Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes, and being the eternal absolute truth, He has no cause of Himself. The word Ahetu has also been explained by Srila Jiva Goswami to indicate that the Supreme Lord has His original form as Krishna in His own transcendental abode called Krishna Loka. Since Krishna is always engaged in His blissful pastimes in the company of His eternally liberated associates, He is aloof from the affairs of this world, which is created by His external potency, known as Maya. Therefore, it is stated, Jagruhe Purusham Paurusham Rupam. The Lord expands Himself as Narayan and Vishnu to facilitate the gross illusion and gradual rectification of the conditioned souls. The Lord's aloofness from the material creation is also described in the Vedas. Na tasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. The absolute truth has nothing to do, since everything is done self-sufficiently by His multipotencies. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur has pointed out that even though the Supreme Lord Krishna is ahetu, or causeless and aloof from the cause of material creation, the Lord is also described in this verse as Hetu, or the ultimate cause of the creation, maintenance and annihilation of the material manifestation. Because He expands Himself as Paramatma, or the Super Soul, who acts as a prime mover of the cosmic manifestation. The word Ahetu may also be understood in another way. In Bhagavad Gita 7.5, the Lord says, Apareyam itastvanyam prakritim vidhi me param jiva bhutam mahabhaho yedam dharyate jagat. The conditioned living entity, jiva bhuta, desire to engage in sense gratification with their material senses. Manishashtani indriyani prakruti sthani karshati. Thus the creation of the material world becomes necessary. In fact, the material cosmic manifestation continues to exist because of the desires of the conditioned souls to exploit it. Yayadam dharyate jagat. The government must create a prison to accommodate those citizens who are inclined to criminal activity. There is no need for any citizen to live in the obnoxious conditions of the prison. But because a certain portion of the population is inclined toward antisocial behavior, the prison becomes necessary. In the higher sense, the prisoners themselves can be considered the hetu or the cause for the construction of the prison. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead expands His internal potency according to His own desire to increase the ananda or the transcendental bliss of Himself and His pure devotees. But He manifests this mental universe in response to the illicit desires of the conditioned souls to live a life of sense gratification in willful forgetfulness of Him. Therefore, the conditioned living entities themselves can be considered the hetu or cause of the material manifestation. The external potency of the Lord, Maya, who is charged with the duty of material manifestation, is called Chaya, or the shadow of the Lord's internal potency. Srishti Stiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reka Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Bibharti Durga. The Lord does not personally desire to manifest the shadow potency called Durga or Maya. The blissful spiritual planets eternally manifest contain the best possible facilities for the living entities who are parts and parcels of the Lord. But the conditioned souls, rejecting the inconceivable eternal living arrangements of the Lord, has kindly provided, prefer to seek their misfortune in the shadow kingdom called the material world. Thus both Durga and the conditioned living entities may be considered the hetu or cause of the material manifestation. Since Lord Krishna is ultimately Sarva Karana Karanam, the cause of all causes, He is to be known as the ultimate supreme cause. But how the Lord functions as the supreme cause of the material manifestation, Sthiti Udbhava Pralaya Hetu, is described in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Upadrishta Anumantacha, the Lord acts as overseer and permitter. The actual desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is stated very clearly in Bhagavad Gita. Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. The Lord desires every living entity to give up the shadow potency, Maya, and return to the actual substance, Vastavam Vastu, which is the eternal kingdom of God. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarini. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Kaurabhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. in this verse, in answer to King Nimi's question about the Supreme Absolute Truth, Sri Pippalayan, one of the Navayogindras, is explaining the nature of the Supreme Absolute Truth. And he is explaining that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of the creation, maintenance and destruction of this universe. Yet he has no prior cause. He pervades the various states of wakefulness, dreaming and unconscious deep sleep, and also exists beyond them. By entering the body of every living being as a super soul, he enlivens the body, senses, life affairs and mental activities, and thus all the subtle and gross organs of the body begin their functions. So in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam also, Srimad Bhagavatam begins with this kind of explanation about Supreme Absolute Truth. Janmadyasya yatha. The Supreme Lord, the Supreme Absolute Truth, who is the cause of Janma. Janma adiyata, creation, maintenance and destruction. And here also it is explained, sthiti udbhava pralaya hetur ahetur asya. So here Sri Pippalayan is very wonderfully explained that how Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. At the same time, for him there is no other cause. Many times this kind of question comes to the mind of people, that who has created God? We hear that everything is created by God, but who has created God? So this kind of query may go on, there is no end. So therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the authorized scripture, it gives a conclusive truth. It explains that the Supreme Absolute Truth is the one who creates everything, but for him there is no creator. Nobody creates the Supreme Lord. And in the material world we do not have experience of this kind of situation, because in the material world everything has a beginning, maintenance and ultimately it ends. So therefore, in order to understand this higher subject matters, one has to approach first of all the bona fide authorities, serve them, and then inquire about these queries. Then all our doubts will be clear. There will not be any doubt about the nature of the Absolute Truth. Because it is not easy to understand. By our intelligence we cannot understand. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam gohaya mahajana yena gatha sapantha. It is explained that the intricate truths of the ultimate religion is very confidential. It cannot be understood by our material intelligence. But what is the process? The process is Mahajana Yena Gatha Sapanta. One should follow in the footsteps of great acharyas, great devotees who have traversed on this path, who have made tremendous progress by their realizations, by serving such exalted Vaishnavas, one can make progress. So here the Supreme Lord is said to be the cause, because in one sense entire material cosmic manifestation is coming from Him. All the 16 elements, basic elements of creation, were created in the beginning by the Supreme Lord. And Brahmaji, who is a secondary creator, who is considered to be the engineer of this universe, who takes these elements and populates the universe, various living entities, they manifest. But the basic material elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, all of them were created by the Supreme Lord. As Mahavishnu, when Mahavishnu glances over material nature, then the creation takes place. So here again, our acharyas go more deeper and explain that although Lord appears to be the cause of this material cosmic manifestation or living entities, still He is not the cause. And how this is so? Because ultimately, the living entities, every living entity has been given his own free will, desire. And that desire, when that living entity decides to enjoy in this material world, this entire material cosmic manifestation is created. It is very inconceivable to understand this. Sometimes people say that why Lord has to create this kind of place for us, which is a place of suffering. Lord could have easily said, I cannot create this material world. I do not want to leave you from the spiritual world. You remain here. But that's not the dynamics of the spiritual world. Because Supreme Lord does not enforce His will on the individual will of the living entity. Because everyone has got free will. So therefore, when the living entity desires in this way, Icchā Dvesha Samuthena Dvandva Mohena Bharata, as soon as one desires to enjoy separately from the Lord, he is put into this material world, Dvandva Mohena Bharata. He is put into this kind of dualities. And this existence in the material world appears to be eternal. One may think that how many lifetimes I have to suffer yet? When will this end? When Srila Prabhupada also was asked this kind of question, when this suffering will end? So Srila Prabhupada in a very humorous way said that when Mahavishnu inhales, that means when all cosmic manifestation goes back into Mahatattva, is wound up, all complete destruction, final destruction takes place. Not the partial destruction, but the final destruction. At the end of Brahma's life, not day. So it appears to be eternal, but it is not eternal. We can imagine any big number compared with infinity is insignificant. Whatever number, millions, trillions of years, billions of years we may take, but compared with eternity, it is almost nothing. So therefore, the existence in the material world appears to be eternal because of our conditioned thinking. But at the absolute level, there is no existence of time in the sense that there is no past, present and future. Everything is existing eternally. So where is the question of past, present and future? So when the living entity is put back into that kind of dimension, then the material world in which he was appeared to be suffering for millions of years is insignificant. So therefore, this has to be understood carefully. That how the living entity desires, and as soon as it desires, the entire material world is created. And here the example is given as that of a prison. Why there is a necessity of a prison in a society or in the city? Because when cities plan, government knows that there will be some kind of people, those who will do some kind of criminal activity. And if they are not kept in prison, if they are allowed to wander in the city, then those who are normal citizens, those who want to live peacefully, they will get trouble. They will have difficulty in living peacefully. So therefore, the prison is created. Because there are some living entities, those who have such kind of desires, who do not follow the laws of government, and therefore they are put into prison. And prison is meant to rectify a person. That one rectifies his mentality, his criminal propensity, and becomes a good citizen. And when that such a person he improves, then he'll be freed from that conditioning. So therefore, from the another perspective, the cause of creating the prison is the desire of the criminal. He is the cause of the prison to be suffering in the material world. And from the another perspective, what is the prison consisting of? It is consisting of bricks, metal and so many things. So material energy sometimes is considered to be the cause of this material manifestation. So therefore, this kind of understanding is very necessary so that we understand why we are suffering in this material world and how to get rid of that. How the prisoners can be freed when they agree to become good citizens. Somebody has to guide them. Somebody comes to the prison and guides them, counsels them, and then they decide, okay, we want to become good people. Similarly, in the material world, which is also considered as a prison, but this prison does not have any bars, like the metal bars. Nobody is appeared to be bound. Everyone seems to be free. But from the another perspective, from the perspective of the liberated souls, from the perspective of the Supreme Lord, we are all conditioned living entities. We are conditioned to act in a certain way, conditioned to think in a certain way. Whatever conditioning one is put, Srila Prabhupada explains that when the living entity is put in the body of a dog, he is going to bark because that is a conditioned nature. He has got that body, so he has to act according. So here there is, here Srila Palayana is giving the deeper understanding. He is telling that there are different states of consciousness. Swapna jagara sushupti. Swapna means dreamful stage. Somebody is sleeping. Then he starts dreaming. Starts saying, he goes in a different world. I can see some going in different world. And he imagines that I'm so and so, and I'm doing something, or like that imaginary world. But when again comes back to the Jagrat, in the wakeful state, then realize, oh, this is not, that was a dream. Correct? Therefore, Shastras explain, wake up, get up. Jagrata, Param Bodha Nibodha. That one should awaken, one should not sleep. Because sleeping we cannot understand what is going on. But one has to awaken to our real constitutional position. So we usually know three states of consciousness: Jagrata, Swapna, Sushupti. That wakefulness, dream and deep sleep. But here our acharyas explain, from the Srimad Bhagavatam we understand that there is a higher state of consciousness, and that is our original consciousness. Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna consciousness is our original consciousness. That is the real state we want to be. Not the dream state or jagrat state or deep sleep. That's not the ultimate. Srila Prabhupada explains that In the night, we are sleeping, so that is a night dream. And at the daytime, from the another perspective, is also sleep, because somebody is not awakened to the higher truths, higher reality. That is also some kind of sleep. So therefore, that is a night dream, and this is a day dream. Even in the days, during the day also, somebody can dream, right? In the wakeful state also, somebody can dream. I want to become like this, I want to become like that. I will achieve something. So that is daydreaming. So therefore, Shastras explain that one has to awaken to our original consciousness. That is the need. And here, now Yogendras, who are eternally liberated souls, they are not ordinary living entities. They are at the level of Paramahansa stage. They are the sons of Lord Rishabhdev. Lord Rishabhdev's teachings we study in Srimad Bhagavatam. How much elevated these teachings are. And his sons, so we can imagine how greatly advanced these souls may be. And they are giving the conclusive truth. They are not beating around the bush. This happened, that happened, and some other news here and there. But they are giving exactly, without any contradiction between each other. Panel discussion. Hare Krishna Puvas very wonderfully explained that there was no incoherency in between them. It is like nine different bodies and one soul. So they were one in their spirit. There was no difference in their opinions. So whether one is speaking or another is speaking doesn't make much difference, because they are going to speak the same ultimate truth. So he's explaining, Sri Pippalan is explaining, that all these states of consciousness, beyond them is the Supreme Lord. He's above everything. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. That the living entity is also conscious. The Supreme Lord is also conscious. Living entity is eternal, the Supreme Lord is eternal. But what is the difference? Eko bahunam yo vidadhati kaman. The Supreme Lord can maintain all other living entities. So therefore, that living entity has consciousness. Consciousness is a symptom of soul. And that consciousness in the material world appears to be covered because of our material conditioning, three modes of material nature. They cover our original consciousness. And therefore it appears that there is only material body, and after the end of this life, everything will end. There is nothing beyond this life. It appears like that. And that kind of philosophy is also propagated in the material world. They think that the scientists or the modern people feel that this is only life. Beyond this, we don't know what is going to happen. And therefore, all the materialism pervades everywhere. But as Shastras explain, Srimad Bhagavatam explain, and when we hear from the such great realized souls, then we understand that there is something higher. There has to be something higher. And that is what we need to search. We need to understand that. So therefore that consciousness, that original Krishna consciousness, that search is necessary. How to understand that, how to achieve that level. And the attempts of all our acharyas, all Guru Parampara, they are trying to bring us to that point, that we need to become Krishna conscious. Ultimately, that is because that is our original consciousness. And in fact, the Supreme Lord Himself decides to give this knowledge. Because when He came 5,000 years before, He gave Srimad Bhagavad Gita, He told everyone that about Him, the nature of the material world, nature of the spiritual world, the living entity, Prakriti, modes of material nature. What is the process by which one can come out of this material entanglement? But still, after that also, the influence of Kali Yuga was so strong that people, they were misinterpreting the Vedas and they were not getting the real point. So therefore Lord decided to come again as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. If we translate these words, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, it will come to Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada has very nicely coined this term, Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada explains that how he thought about this word. He said that I have taken this from Srila Rupa Goswami's Padyavali. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukriter na labhyate. Srila Rupa Goswami is explaining that first of all Krishna bhakti is very difficult to get. One will not get easily. The process of worshipping Lord Krishna is not easily obtained. And he says that if somebody gets it, then one should purchase it by paying any amount of price. And what is the price, he is saying? Tatra lavlyam api mulyam ekalam. Eagerness to hear, Srila Prabhupada explains, that one has to be eager to understand this process. Then that awakening will come. And janma koti sukrutair na labhyate. That even somebody might have performed sukrutis for millions of lifetime, koti, still one will not get. So therefore, this process of Krishna consciousness was Lord Chaitanya wanted to give to everyone. And Srila Rupa Goswami, whose disappearance day is there today, who understood the mind of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is his empowerment. How he can understand the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale. That the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to establish this Krishna consciousness everywhere. when he met Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami at Ramkeli, he told, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that Prithivete Yacha Yataya Nagaradis Sarvatra Nam. Prithivete Yacha Yatri. That every town and village my name will be broadcast. And we can see that this vision or this mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who fulfilled that mission for so many centuries. In fact, our acharyas were working on it. They were, it's not that they were not doing anything, in fact they were writing books. Srila Rupa Goswami, he wrote so many books, Upadeshamrut, Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu, how to perform this devotional service. And later on, Srila Prabhupada, he in fact took that at a different level. In fact, when he was staying in Vrindavan, he was staying in the temple of Srila Jiva Goswami, Radha Damodar temple. And there is the samadhi of Srila Rupa Goswami. There he was praying that how to spread this mission. His spiritual master had given a tall order to give this message to the Western people in the Western world. And it was so difficult. Nobody had ventured outside. They were within India almost. But Srila Prabhupada, he could understand. His spiritual master had told that you go to the Western world and give this message. Because that is an urgency, that is a need. And we can see that how Srila Prabhupada, carrying the mood of Srila Rupa Goswami, is a perfect Rupanuga. And we are also in that same line of Rupanugas. We are also supposed to follow all the rules and regulations given by Srila Rupa Goswami. So Srila Prabhupada, how he established this movement, how he started, and what was the purpose? Purpose was to give Krishna consciousness. In fact, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, he writes that the material civilization has made lot of progress in technology and so many various areas, but still there is a pinprick in the society. Still people are not happy. We can see with so many of gadgets and technology and so many material comforts, still people are not happy. And that is because lack of Krishna consciousness. And therefore, that is the greatest need. How to give that message? How to reach out to people? And therefore, Srila Prabhupada wrote these books. And he has expounded this message. He wants that his disciples to read his books. And we see now even Srila Prabhupada's disciples are writing books, right? So many books his disciples have written, and they are all so glorious. And disciples of disciples are writing the books now. Right? So they are all glorious. We should not think that we should be very happy to read so many books. There is so much literature available. So in this way, there is enough engagement. There is so much of service to do. And we can pray to Srila Prabhupada that to help us to become instrumental in this, in his mission. Hare Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, Srila Gauridas Pandit Prabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you.